brings it across the timeline. Backdoor cut, making a catch, throw, reverse layup, good.
The Amherst girls and Gibbon boys have been in and out of the state ratings this season and are looking for a win to solidify their spot before the upcoming conference tournaments. It's the Broncos and Buffaloes coming up next, but first at the New Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join Classic Hits' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Hey, welcome back here to Gibbon High School as we're halfway through our boy-girl doubleheader. In the first game, Amherst on the road with a 22-point win over Gibbon, 52-30 the final in that one. And on the boys' side, Gibbon comes in 9-2, really kind of on the verge probably of being one of those top 10 teams in the state as they'll be hosting 8-5 Amherst. And Amherst, what's most notable about them is they're a very young ball club. They're going to start two freshmen and have a few more freshmen and younger players that come off the bench. So they're in the process of growing and maturing, they're a very young ball club right now, but by the end of the season, they're going to be a more experienced ball club because, granted, they're freshmen, but by the end of the year, they'll have a year under their belt. And so at 8-5, playing a schedule in which most of the teams they play are larger than they are because Amherst is Class D2, and they're taking on a C1 team here in Gibbon. This is a great opportunity for growth for Amherst, and Gibbon, they've got to play pretty well to be able to defend their home court here tonight, as Paul Reinertsen really has Gibbon playing very good basketball this year. And again, the only two losses on the year, and one of those was at Adams Central, and the other loss was at Donovan Trumbull. So they protected their home court here pretty effectively, and they lost by only one to Donovan Trumbull in their last weekend. And so Gibbon, maybe a little bit of a caged animal here, maybe a little bit angry as they want to come back and avenge one of those only two losses that they've had on the year. And they'll try to take that out on Amherst here tonight. So we anticipate a very interesting matchup. Probably Gibbon will be a little bit of a favorite in this game, but hey, that's why we're going to throw the ball in the air and see who comes away with the win here. You're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact area Jason Starker, a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll have the starters right after this timeout.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we've received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School. Let's give you the starting lineup. We'll begin, first of all, for the Amherst Broncos. They come in, as we mentioned, 8-5 on the season. Their starters look like this. Dominic Abbott, he is 6 foot tall and a junior. Austin Jen, also 6 foot tall, but he's a senior. Trey Tobenheim, a 5'9 freshman. Braden Eckhout, 5'10, also a freshman. And Caleb Lockhorn, 6'4 and a senior. So a couple of seniors, a couple of freshmen, and one junior for head coach Clark Ribble and the Amherst Broncos. For the Buffaloes, their starting lineup looks like this. They're given. It's Ryan Milks, a 6 foot tall junior. They'll start with Riley Reinertsen, 6'3, also just a junior. Brent Benfeld is 6'1 and a senior. Luke Schuster, 5'9 senior. And Dakota Kenton, 6 foot tall and a junior for head coach Paul Reinertsen. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. The better bank in Kearney. Again, Amherst will be in their road red uniforms with Amherst written straight across the chest in white numbers and white letters as well. Actually, it would be their name would be written in white letters and white numbers as well. And for the hometown Buffaloes, will be in their home white uniforms, blue numbers, letters, and trim. As Amherst just getting ready to be introduced here, we mentioned that they are 8-5 on the season. They have wins over Ansley, Litchfield, South Loop, Franklin, Anselmo, Axtell, Ogallala, Eustis Farnham, and Pleasanton. And the losses came against Loomis, at Kennesaw, on their home floor in against Kearney Catholic in their own holiday tournament. Overton, they lost at Overton and also lost at Shelton. So Amherst is a pretty good job of defending their home court. Their only loss at home, and again, they're on the road today, I understand that, but their only loss at home has come against one of the top teams in Class C1, and that was against Kearney Catholic. And you have to remember that they did pick up a win in their own holiday tournament against C1 Ogallala. In fact, they won that one fairly comfortably, 73-60. By the way, on our sister station on ESPN, we have the coverage of Seward and Kearney Catholic in a matchup of the four-time defending Class B state champion and the top-ranked team in Class C1, Kearney Catholic. And after one quarter, it is Seward leading Kearney Catholic 12-9. After one quarter, we have coverage of girls basketball for you on ESPN. We're going to step away for just a moment. We'll be back with a tip for the Broncos and the Buffaloes right after this.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Can't seem to find the right school, car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney. Clipper Publishing wishes all area teams good luck in the game. Clipper Publishing is proud of the successful athletes from Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River and look forward to supporting and reporting on all the game's activities in the Shelton Clipper, the Gibbon Reporter, and Wood River Sunbeam. Go to clipperpubco.com every day for daily updates on events happening in Shelton, Gibbon, and Wood River. Why wait till Thursday for your local news updates? Subscribe to one of the weekly newspapers and go to clipperpubco.com for daily updates.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School as we're just about ready to get things underway again for Amherst. It'll be Abbott, Jen, Tobenheim, Eckhart, and Lockhorn. And for the Buffaloes, Milks, Reinertsen, Ben Felt, Schuster, and Kenton. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Sarkar, New Tech Seed dealer near you. Doing the jumping here for Amherst will be Lockhorn. And for Gibbon, it'll be Ben Feld, and Ben Feld is able to tip the ball over to Kenton, so Gibbon has first possession of the basketball game. They give it to Milks, back around the perimeter we go. Ben Feld has it. He looks in, gets a little screen, drives the lane. He'll lay it off the glass, and it's no good. It comes out of there, and Eckhout pulls down the rebound. The freshman snags the rebound. He'll give it out to Abbott. Abbott, his pass stolen away. Riley Reinertsen up high to get the basketball, and he'll take it all the way down to the baseline. Now he'll penetrate again. Kick it in the corner. There's Ben Felt, and it goes through his hands and out of bounds. I think Ben Felt was surprised by that pass. It wasn't a bad pass, but Ben Felt thought Reinertsen, when he went in the air, was going to shoot it and started to move, and so it'll be out of bounds. So we just swap turnovers here, and in the offensive zone is going to come Tobenheim. Tobenheim double team, and he's going to be pushed. They call the foul on Milks. That'll be his first, team's first. So the freshman Eckhout will inbound it here for Dominic Abbott. back to Eckhout. Eckhout up high for the ball and tries to throw it down low. It's knocked loose. It's stolen away there. Benfelt forced the turnover. And on the run here is going to be Schuster. Schuster kicks it out now. Right wing with it is Milks. Back top of the circle. They get it to Kenton. Kenton tries to work it in. Be loose and finally picked up by Amherst. Abbott has it and had a little trouble grabbing the handle, so it slowed him down enough. Now he'll just bounce pass it out for Tommenheim. On the baseline, Jen's got it. Back around the perimeter. Lockhorn, and Lockhorn, there wasn't anybody behind him at all, made the catch and then kicked it back out. So they'll work it back around the perimeter here. Tommenheim, he's going to fire a long jumper. That three is no good. It's on the ground, and great hustle there, but Abbott couldn't come up with it. It's tipped out for Schuster, and Schuster comes away with a rebound. He'll bring in the offensive zone here for Gibbon. They kick left side for Benfelt, and that was a missed opportunity there. Lockhorn, there wasn't anybody behind him. He didn't realize it, and he kicked it out. There wasn't anybody that stopped him from having a two-foot jumper. Milks has it, and he'll give it to Schuster. Schuster between the circles now. We'll get right side. Milks will penetrate, then finds a cutter. That's Kenton, and Kenton's going to lay it off the glass. Give Milks credit for the assist as he just kind of drew the attention. Kenton cut in, got the pass, and he lays it off the glass. And then the outlet here is going to be stolen away by Schuster. Schuster's going to lead the break. He's going to lay it off the glass, and he's fouled. So an Amherst turnover turns into a layup opportunity for Luke Schuster. He was fouled, and now he'll have to score twice from 15 feet away instead of just getting the layup. But he was fouled by Trey Tommenheim, and that'll be his first. Also have our first substitutions after this free throw. It's back the iron and no good. For Amherst, it's going to be Cale Premel and Ty Hadwiger checking into the game. Garrett Stroh checking in here for the Buffaloes. So one more free throw coming up here for Schuster, and it is up and good. And that'll make it 3-0 Gibbon. 5:53 to go here. Long pass on the baseline for Premel. Premel works back around the perimeter for Eckhout. Eckhout has it thrown away. This by Reinertsen. The Reinertsen will lay it all the way up court, lays it off the glass. And the lead now is 5-0. And another steal. Again, this one by Reinertsen. Reinertsen thought about the NBA 3, top of the key. Decided not to do that. They'll work it right side for Milks. Milks enters in for Reinertsen. Reinertsen shoots over the top of a couple of defenders. And he's going to get a bit of a call here as he's going to go line and shoot two. He was actually triple teamed there and just kind of elevated over the top of them. And now he'll have a couple of throw attempts for Riley Reinertsen. And the first one is up and good. And it's 6-0. And the second free throw is up and good. He's won more one free throw shooting contest in his life. That makes 7-0 Gibbon. And that long pass knocked out of bounds by Luke Schuster. Mike Ribble off the bench, directing traffic here just a little bit. As the Broncos will inbound it in the middle of the Gibbon bench. Pressure being put on by Stroh, but to toss it in here is going to be Preble. And Preble just has to lob it in for Austin Jen in the corner. Jen has it between circles, and diving for the basketball is Milks, and Milks was the last to touch it. And again, off of the bench and applauding is Paul Reinertsen, because that was great effort there by Milks. Didn't make the steal, but just starting to frustrate Amherst a little bit. The inbounded for Austin Jen. Jen's in trouble in the corner, and they walk with it. And that'll be the fifth turnover on Amherst, and we haven't even played 3 minutes yet. 5:11 to go here in the first quarter. Checking back in is Trey Tommenheim. Tommenheim's going to come in here for practice. And assistant coach Les Analung having a little conversation with Preble about how to handle the press a little bit. Schuster brings in the offensive zone, gives it to Milks here for Gibbon. Off of a screen, they kick left side back for Schuster. Schuster takes it top of the key, right wing Milks. Milks open for three, fires the three, hits the three. So Ryan Milks now makes it 10-0. And here comes Amherst on the run. Tommenheim will throw the ball over to Eckhout. Eckhout had to go up high to get it. And the pass down low, and it's going to be out of bounds. That ball was loose. Flying in there and getting it was Luke Schuster. Schuster threw it off of the side of Tommenheim and out of bounds. And so that'll be another turnover for Amherst. And a timeout here for the Broncos as well. Gibbon will inbound it, leading it 10-0. when we come back here in the first quarter right after this timeout.
America's farmers do more than feed America. They feed the world. Here's what customers say about how their CHS service centers help them grow their operations.
They watch world activity so we can make informed decisions.
They're offering some different solutions to help you become a better farmer and rancher.
Recently, they found storage for us so that we could purchase more fertilizer in the off-season.
CHS Agri-Service Center. People and resources you can count on always.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School as the Buffaloes starting the game. I couldn't really ask for much better. They're leading it 10-0 and really have kind of frustrated Amherst to get things started here as they kind of force that timeout. And it was a full one because Clark Ribble has a little bit of work to do to talk about how to handle this press. And again, Gibbon very athletic. Amherst pretty athletic as well. The difference being Gibbon just a little bit older, a little bit more experienced, and maybe a little bit taller, maybe even a little bit more athletic. But we'll see how they can respond here as Gibbon inbounds the basketball. Reinertsen has it. Gets a little screen, dribbles up to the free throw line. Jumper, no good. Rebound tipped around, and coming away with it is Trey Tobenheim. Now Eckhart has it in the front court. It's tipped back out. Reinertsen can't make the steal, though. Amherst gets it back. Dominic Abbott's going to drive. Nice shot. Won't go, though. Offensive rebound, man. Braden Eckhout with the rebound and the bucket here for Amherst. So first points of the ball game here for the Broncos. Makes it now 10-2. Kenton will enter it down low. Catching the ball is Reinertsen. Reinertsen will work it back around the perimeter. Top the key. Here's Milks for three. It bounces around, and it went in. But it hit the guide wire up top. You can see the wire move just a little bit. That's out of play. And maybe of a bad break here for Gibbon. The three-pointer went in, but it was guided in by the guide wire. So it'll be Amherst basketball. No bucket. Eckhout works it down low. Quick pass. Austin Jen. And Jen's going to lay it up and in. I don't know what Clark Ribble said during that timeout, but it's resulted in four straight points here for Amherst. Milks works back around the perimeter, top of the circle. Kenton's got it. Kenton kick on the right wing. That's Schuster. Schuster's going to penetrate. Flip. Nice little flip for Stroh. Stroh's jumper is no good. Rebounded by Reinertsen. Reinertsen will get the bucket and the foul. They didn't check out Riley Reinertsen, and Reinertsen hits the bucket, and now he'll try to get the and one here. So Stroh's shot wouldn't fall, but Reinertsen was there for the rebound, and now he'll try to finish a three-point play after the foul was whistled on Braden Eckhout. So Riley Reinertsen, the junior, will fire the free throw. It is up and good. So he's 2-for-2 from the line. And Ryan Newyear going to check in here for the Buffs. 13-4, given with a 9-point lead, 3:20 to go. And the kick left side for Eckhout. Eckhout between the circles for Tobenheim. Tobenheim's pass stolen away. With it is Reinertsen with the steal. He'll go in for that left-hand lap, and it's good. Well, Riley Reinertsen, 9 points in the quarter. And Gibbon leads Amherst by 11. 15-4. This is their largest lead of the game. And on that far sideline, Ty Heidweger was trapped and tried to save it out of there, but it's intercepted by Luke Schuster. So now pass up ahead for Benfeld. Benfeld's going to drive, and we're going to have a block whistled on Amherst. And right now, Gibbon flying all over the place. And again, they only scored 32 points the other night against Donovan Trumbull. They're on pace to get that in the first half. Benfeld at the line, at back of the iron, and no good. The foul, by the way, on Heidweger is actually his second. So he'll come out of the game. Checking back in is Caleb Lockhorn. And Cale Preble also checks back into the game here for Amherst. 2:46 to go, first quarter. 15-4. Free throw up and good for number four, Brett Benfeld. And that'll make it now 16-4. Pass right side, bounce pass into Jen, and Jen will stroke in the three. So Austin Jen with the third field goal of the first quarter here for Amherst, and they just kind of need to get things going. Things haven't gone their way here in that first quarter. Reinertsen will penetrate a little bit, kick right side for Benfeld. Benfeld and Reinerson play catch. Now the kick back out for Benfeld. Benfeld drives the baseline. He'll shoot off glass. That's a nice baseline drive for Brett Benfeld. And Benfeld will hit the bucket. That makes it 18-7. 2:09 to go here in quarter number one. Abbott on that right side facing a little zone here for Gibbon. And he throws it away. Pressure put on Abbott trying to get it over for Eckout. And he threw it behind Eckout a little bit too far. And that'll be the eighth Amherst turnover. Unofficially. So here comes Schuster in the offensive zone. He's got the dribble, and he'll get it out for Ryan Milks. Milks off of a screen to Reinertsen in the corner. Reinertsen a three. No good. Trying to get his own rebound, but it's tipped out to Eckhout. Brendan Eckhout's going to drive. Brendan Eckhout's going to take it off glass, and Brendan Eckhout's going to go to the line. Brendan Eckhout athletic enough. There was a defender down there that was trying to collect the charge, but Eckhout athletic enough to stop, jump, and get contact, but being able to move enough away that they call the block instead of the charge. So Eckhout's going to go line and shoot two, and the first one's up and good. So he's got three in the game, and the block is going to be called on Luke Schuster. Schuster was there, but because of Eckhout's jumping one way or another, you actually found Schuster sliding just a little bit. Second free throw by Eckhout was good. He's got four in the game. And it's now 18-9 with a minute 42 to go. So up by nine with the bounce here is going to be given. Garrett Stroll brings in the offensive zone. He gives it for Milks. Entry pass in for Reinertsen. Reinertsen catches. The defender slides away. And another bucket here for Riley Reinertsen. Kick left side here for Abbott. Abbott will get it out for Eckhout. Back for Abbott. Abbott will jump stop. Kicks it for Preble. Preble's pass stolen away by Reinertsen. Reinertsen's going to go in for another layup. This one's up and in. And he'll head to the line for another and one opportunity. He already has 2 3-point plays in the quarter. This might be his third. 13 points in the quarter here for Riley Reinertsen, and he'll try to add to it here. He scored more than Amherst has as a team. So Reinertsen bends the knees, fires the free throw. It's up and good. And for the Buffaloes, Jared Dorzynski is going to check in. Ryan Newyear is going to come out. And Eckhout will bring it across the timeline here for Amherst. Bounce pass right side for Abbott. Back for the freshman Eckhout. Eckhout's three rolls around and is good. Nice shooter's touch as it rolled around the rim. It rattled in and out and then rolled around and in. Stroh takes it to the free throw line. He'll kick it back out. Benfeld's got it. He's picked up defensively by Eckhout. Milks kicks right wing for Stroh. Stroh gets a nice little screen. Pulls up her 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebound by Dorzynski. And Dorzynski's going to kick it back out. Dorzynski had the screen earlier that set up Stroh for that fairly good look. And then gets the rebound. Milks has it between the circle. He's near the spike line. Near midcourt. And he'll get it to Benfeld. Benfeld for Milks. And they're even closer to the half-court line here. They get it for Stroh. 18 seconds left. Wheeling through there is going to be Stroh from the free-throw line, and his jumper is good. A little ball fake around and then pivoted and then hit a shot. 8 seconds to go. Eckhout walked with it. Yeah, Eckhout faced some pretty good pressure there by Reinertsen, and that'll be another turnover here on Amherst, their ninth of the game. 25-12. Still 6 seconds to go here in quarter number one. And Benfeld to inbound the basketball. They're going to clear things out, and they'll get it in the backcourt for Reinertsen. Reinertsen gets a screen. Reinertsen drives the lane, dumps it in underneath, shot off glass at the buzzer. Good for Benfeld. Benfeld with 5 points in the quarter, and Gibbon with a 27-12 lead over Amherst, a 15-point advantage for the Buffaloes. We'll be back with the second quarter right after this timeout.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now with a storefront in Ord. They're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco's Sports.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Well, a 27-12 lead for the Gibbon Buffaloes after one quarter of play. And it will be Amherst basketball to start the second quarter. And we're going to have a little foul here on Gibbon. Reaching for the basketball is going to be Luke Schuster. That's going to be his first personal foul. And we're going to have a quick little substitution here after that foul. Garrett Strill comes back in. They are at halftime in Seward, and Seward with a 30-19 lead over Kearney Catholic in girls basketball. Outlet pass stolen away. Ryan Milks had it, and now it's going to be knocked back away by Kale Preble. Preble gets the ball back, so we swap turnovers. On the run is Amherst, and they'll kick it out, and we're going to have a charge. In there collecting the charge is Garrett Stroh. Nice defensive play there by Stroh, as it's going to be Eckhout with his second personal foul. So 7:39 to go here, second quarter. Amherst finds themselves down by 15. They trailed after one quarter by the same score that we got right now, 27-12. Backdoor cut with it is Benfeld, and Benfeld has it knocked out of bounds off of the hands, though, of Kale Preble. Preble just an eyelash away from making the steal. Lob pass in the lane. That's Benfeld. Benfeld has it stolen away. That's Tommenheim with the steal. He'll be on the run. He'll pass it up ahead. Layup by Jen. Hangs on the rim. No good. Benfeld with the rebound here for Gibbon. Buffaloes are going to run right back at him. They'll flip it out here for Dorzinski. Dorzinski's going to penetrate. He'll float. Take it in one-handed, and he'll score. Jared Dorzinski, his first bucket of the night. And it's 29-12. Kick into the corner. Jen. Outlet pass. Knocked loose by Milks, but Amherst maintains possession. Amherst jump stop. Off glass. No good. Rebound tied up. Tyler Martinson tied up the basketball with Brett Benfeld. And checking back in for Amherst is going to be Caleb Lockhorn. And Riley Reinertsen getting a little breather. Now off the bench, and he'll inbound the basketball. Alternating possession will give Gibbon the basketball here. In the offensive zone, Garrett Stroh. Stroh gives it off left side for Benfeld. Benfeld for Dakota Kenton. Kenton, right wing, there's Reinertsen. Reinertsen facing some man-to-man here. Gets a little screen, bounce pass on the inside. The ball's knocked loose by Abbott, but it's still being bounced around, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Gibbon. And that Amherst defense just picking it up a notch here a little, and they need to because they trail it now 29-12. So a 17-point lead here for Gibbon. Their largest of the game. Pass is deflected, but Tommenheim has it top of the key. He'll give it off for Dominic Abbott. Abbott's going to drive. Shot's no good. Rebounded by Reinertsen, and Reinertsen will bring in the offensive zone. Reinertsen, little juke, loses the basketball. It's stolen away by Kale Preble, and he'll outlet it up ahead for Dominic Abbott. Abbott off glass, the bucket, and the foul. So, again, Amherst not going away here, but so far, Gibbon has certainly had the better of it. As they jumped out to that big early lead. And now a chance for Amherst for their own three-point play. And Riley Reinertsen has been fun to watch in this game. There hasn't been that many times he's been past the basketball. A few of them, but most of the time it's either been a rebound or he's just got the basketball and is able to drive down after an outlet. Ball's out of bounds off of the miss. And it's going to be inbounded here by Amherst. Lockhorn will toss it in. 5 second count's going on, and he'll just throw it into the hands of Abbott. Abbott trying to bounce past the right side, and Brett Benfeld will kick it out of bounds. Actually called a kick, but it went out of bounds. Lockhorn's going to toss it in, and they'll have to kick it nearly in the backcourt to Dominic Abbott. Abbott dribbles down the sideline, working up against Benfeld here. Abbott finally is able to get it right side for Lockhorn. Jen. And they'll bounce past the left side for Tobenheim. Tobenheim kicks in the corner. That's Preble. Back around the perimeter we go. Abbott has it. He'll give it right side. Jen's going to fire a three. It's short and rebounded by Cale Preble. And Preble's outlet pass is intercepted by Riley Reinertsen. Another turnover for Amherst. And up ahead on the run is Milks. Milks a little ball fake and puts the shot up, but it's blocked by Jen, but out of bounds. That was a pretty good ball fake by Milks, but Jen athletic enough to still deflect the ball out of bounds. Benfeld gets the inbounds, and he'll give it to top of the circle here for Garrett Stroh. Stroh looking at a 2-3 zone here. We'll give it off on the right side for Benfeld. Back out for Milks. And now they get a little bit better look at the zone defense here as they back up. Stroh's got it, uses up his dribble. Now they'll give it top of the circle for Benfeld. Benfeld right wing, penetration now by Stroh. He shoots it back of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Lockhorn. Lockhorn now outlets it for Tobenheim. The Broncos on the run, but they do not have numbers. He dribbles to the elbow and hits a jumper. Trey Tobenheim, his first 2 points of the night, cuts it down to a 13-point game, 29-16. Penetration here by Reinertsen. Reinertsen misses, gets his own rebound. He'll take it off the glass and in. So even when they stop him, Riley Reinertsen finds some way to add on to his point total. Bounce pass on the left side is kicked out of bounds by Milks. And Ryan Newyear going to come back in here for the Buffaloes. Out will be Dakota Kenton. Amherst inbound. That's Dominic Abbott on the far side. Off of the screen, he'll get it for Preble. Preble, they try to trap him. He's used up his dribble, and Reinertsen harassing him, but they get it off here for Tobenheim. Tobenheim, bounce pass left side, and there wasn't anybody there. Cale Preble went too far down court, and that'll be a turnover on Amherst. Not really Echo's fault, I don't believe. They should have had a more of a relief valve opportunity for them. Oh, actually, they say that it was off of Gibbon, so it went off of Reinertsen, and now inbounded into the hands of Tobenheim, and Tobenheim walked with it. So they still end up turning the ball over on this possession. Plan to talk with Nikki Eckhout, the head girls basketball coach at Amherst, at halftime. And she's within shouting distance, so even if she forgot to talk to me, I'll still be able to do it here. Milks has the dribble, gets a little screen, takes it to Reinertsen on the right side, right back out to Milks. He's open top of the key for a three. Gets in and out, no good. Offensive rebound, Benfeld, and Benfeld has it blocked. It is blocked by Lockhorn, but into the hands of Reinertsen. Reinertsen drives the lane. His shot's no good. Another rebound inside for Newyear. That one won't fall, and finally, Tobenheim gets it. Outlet pass to Dominic Abbott. Abbott's going to drive. Ball fake and they'll score. Good turn of events there for Amherst as they get the block on one end, and it looked like Reinertsen was still going to score anyway. And then with that miss, the quick outlet into Dominic Abbott cuts it down to 13. It's 31-18. And Gibbon, they're really not hurting themselves here at all. They're being very patient, getting good looks. They dribble to the 15-foot line. Milk shot is no good. And they're going to call Riley Reinertsen for the foul. They went over the back. And Riley has such good ups. He jumps so well that a lot of times he does not get called for going over the back because he doesn't have to. He jumps so high up, but he was boxed out that time, and I think that it was Lockhorn that got the body into him and drew the contact. Tobenheim will give it off on the right side here for Preble. Preble kicks it out. Dangerous pass, but Abbott's able to track it down. He'll drive, and they're going to call a charge. He ran into Ryan Newyear, and Newyear will collect the charge, and the Amherst fans in front of me disagree with the call, but it is a foul on Dominic Abbott, and now a timeout here for the Buffaloes. With 3:13 to go in the second quarter, they lead it 31-18. Timeout Buffs, we're back right after this.
Helpful people, dependable products, and the ones you can count on. Fast Fills Plaza on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Fill your tank with Cenex gasoline and fill your tummy with all your favorite munchies at Fast Fills. They're also your Husker and Storm headquarters with a great selection of Tri-City Storm and Nebraska Husker apparel. You're sure to find your favorite style shirts, hats, gloves, and more. Your sending station with pay at the pump option. All at Fast Phil's Plaza, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School. And timeout for the Buffaloes. This timeout brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take timeout for Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney at the concession stand at Amherst High School and the concession stand right here at Gibbon High. So a 13-point lead for Gibbon. Amherst is going to pressure the basketball. The pass up to Garrett Stroh. And Stroh is going to be fouled, and Clark Ribble does not agree with that at all. He thought there was a walk before there was the foul. And that foul is going to be on Cale Preble. That'll be his first. And Tyler Martinson is going to check in here for the Broncos. I misspoke. That's the second on Preble. And at the line is going to be Garrett Stroh. He'll have a one and one here. And it rolls around and is no good. The ball into the hands of Kalen Lockhorn. Lockhorn snags the bound. Tommenheim dribbles around a little bit of pressure. Steps through a double team. Kicks it into the corner. There's Austin Jen. Jen, they double team him. They'll kick it back out for Tommenheim. Back to Jen. Jen's going to pull the trigger on a three real quick. It's no good. Rebound being tipped around, and coming out of there with it is Gibbon. Reinertsen on the run after the rebound. A nice pass up ahead. It's laid up and in by Ryan Milks. Give a rebound and an assist to Riley Reinertsen on that. And 2 points for Ryan Milks. That makes it now 33-18. Pass is tipped and intercepted again by Benfeld. Benfeld made the steal, and he was fouled immediately. So Benfeld now will go shoot a one and one. And again, the turnovers are mounting here for Amherst. Unofficially, I have them with 14 turnovers and only two for Gibbon. And that's probably the story of the game, that Gibbon defense forcing the turnovers. Benfeld hits the front end of the one and one. He's got six in the game. And the foul, by the way, was on Dominic Abbott, his second. So Abbott has two, Eckham has two, Preble has two here for Amherst. Benfeld's free throw rolls around and is good. And so the lead 17, again, the largest of the game with 2:18 to go before halftime. On the bounce, here is Abbott. Abbott gives it left side. Eckhout's going to fire a three. It's short. Rebounded by number three, Riley Reinertsen. And we've got a push as the ball was knocked away and stolen out of there. Tommenheim made the steal, went hard to the basket, and he put up the shot. The steal and the shot really almost all in one motion. And the foul is whistled on Ryan Newyear. That'll be his first. So a good defensive play, and we'll see if it turns into points. And so far it has for Trey Tommenheim. So Tommenheim with the steal, and then as soon as he took it away from Reinertsen, was able to just kind of lean up and in. Fouled, and now he's cashed in once and can't for the second as Reinertsen pulls down the miss. Reinertsen with 7 rebounds to go with 16 points. Right side, Milks has it. He now has it top of the key, still has his dribble. He's picked up there by Abbott, and they'll give it off right side. Here's Reinertsen for three, and he hits the three. Didn't even look straight up to the basket, but when he got in the air, he squared himself up, and he hits the shot, and now a bad pass. It's stolen around again. They lead it up ahead for Reinertsen. Reinertsen saves it for Benfeld, and Benfeld will score. An athletic play there by Reinertsen after the steal was made by Milks on the far side. Here's a little dish. Kick out for Jen. Jen for three. No good. Rebound for Reinertsen. And Reinertsen's going to let traffic clear and bring it into the offensive zone. 40-19. Pass right side for Benfeld. His shot up last. No good. Rebound out of there by Tyler Martinson. That was another pretty good-looking pass there by Reinertsen. But they missed the shot. Abbott will take it all the way down the baseline, lost it, and then saves it, but into the hands of Benfeld. Another Amherst turnover, and now slowly in the offensive zone is Benfeld. And Benfeld will hand the basketball back out here for Garrett Stroh. Stroh runs into Braden Eckhout. Eckhout with a little bit of a touch bow. I didn't think they'd necessarily call that. It was a foul, but really it didn't slow down the drive very much for Stroh. And now Stroh is going to go to the free throw line for two shots, because that's the 10th team foul on Amherst. And the free throw was up and short. And for Eckhout, that is his third personal foul. So the free throw up and good here for Garrett Stroh. That makes it 41-19. 45 seconds to go here. Toppenheim, bounce pass, top of the circle here for Jen. And the ball turned over on that far side, but then falling down with it is Milks, and it's going to be a tied ball. It's going to be a held ball. Possession arrow pointing to Amherst. And they're wiping up a little bit of moisture on that far side. Now Lockhorn's going to inbound it. He tosses it in here for Austin Jen. Jen gives left side for Toppenheim. And Toppenheim's shot is off the mark and rebounded by Garrett Stroh. Kick right side for Milks. 20 seconds to go as Milks will direct traffic a little bit. They'll give it off here for Dakota Kenton. Kenton off of a screen gives right wing for Brayton Snell, who checked in during the stoppage a little bit ago. Snell with the dribble. And he's used up his dribble. He'll get it back out here for Benfeld. Benfeld on that left side. And they'll kick right side for Milks. Milks shot at the buzzer, bouncing on the rim, and it is no good. So one half is in the books. And Gibbon with a comfortable 41-19 lead here at intermission. So we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report coming up right after this.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success. Helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guarantee price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School, a 41-19 lead here for the Buffaloes at halftime of our boys game. Earlier today, the Amherst Lady Broncos with a 52-30 win over the Lady Buffaloes, and kind enough to talk to us about that is Nikki Eckhout, the head girls basketball coach at Amherst, moving to 11-3 on the season. And coach, you have to be really pleased with the effort tonight.
Yeah, I really was. Coming into the game, you know, Gibbon's record's not that great, but you know, they've played some pretty good competition, and so I knew it was going to be a good game. And it really was, probably, what, maybe until about the fourth, middle of the fourth, you know. I don't think, well, maybe we might have been up by 10 going into that. But
yeah. Yeah.
It was just a real good game. I thought our girls made some good adjustments on some of their offenses, you know, kind of on the fly, and played some good ball. So, yeah, it was a good win.
And for you, it was very balanced scoring tonight. You had three players in double figures. 13 from Jessica, 12 off the bench for Jessica Eckhout, and 11 for Sydney Toppenheim. So Fernandez, Eckhout, and Toppenheim really kind of stepping up and doing a lot of the scoring for you guys tonight.
Yeah, and that's the way it's been all season. We've been having, you know, four, five, six kids scoring consistently all year, so that's been pretty nice. Katie Klingelhofer, she's usually been the high point girl, but she did some real nice, she had some nice passes and stuff tonight, so... Yeah.
And to start the game, I mean, it kept working on the inside for Mackenzie Bergstrom. Yeah. And you know, she got quieter as the night went on, but a great start to the game for her. Really kind of got your offense started.
Oh, we'd have been in trouble if Kenzie wouldn't have shown up tonight and been able to knock those down, because, you know, we probably would have been down maybe 6 or 8 had she not been able to put those in. So, yeah, and she was just finding the open spot there and doing a real nice job.
And, you know, Gibbon, one of the things I kind of noticed in the game, I mean, rebounding was pretty even, but Gibbon didn't shoot real well tonight. A large part of that was every time they put up a shot, there was somebody wearing red with a hand in their face.
Yep, and that's what we talked about before the game. And then after the game, I said, you know, girls, they did take a bunch of threes, but why do you suppose they didn't connect? And, you know, the girls spoke up, well, because they had pressure. Yeah, you know, I said, you leave a group of girls like this wide open, then they're going to knock them down. Because they're, you know, looking through the papers and stuff, heck, 2 or 3 on the team every night are hitting 2 and 3 three-pointers. So, yeah, we were kind of focusing on that. So that's why you didn't see much donuts.
You know, why would you? Everything,
yeah.
You know, you guys were defending well enough. And you know, if they hit some shots, then you might want to change things up.
Right.
But, hey, it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right, right.
Off the bench, nice effort tonight from your niece, Jessica Eckhout. Finished with 12 points and a couple of rebounds and just a real good spark, especially when you started to open things up was about midway through the third quarter, and that's really kind of when her offensive prowess really kind of showed through.
Yep, she's really coming along. Offensively, she's an offensive-minded player, and she's starting to figure out that, you know, the defensive side of things, the angles and stuff like that. And so she's really come a long way. She's improved a lot in the season. So it's good to see.
Yeah, and you guys, how do you kind of see when it's not that far away that we're going to have the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament coming up here in a couple weeks? How do you kind of see where you guys fit within the conference and the conference as a whole as the tournament began?
Well, I think right now we might be sitting second, which is, you know, a fine place to be. Our conference is so equal. I mean, there's just so much parity between the teams. It really, it's going to be a great tournament. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, Overton on any given night, they can knock, you know, they can put up 50 points. Axtell has been looking really good lately. We went to overtime with them. Of course, Loomis, you know, they're sitting up there at the top and nobody's really challenged them yet. So,
you challenged them.
6 points, you know, and Elwood did too, but nobody's beat them yet, I guess, out of the conference, I should say. But I look for it to be a great tournament. I think it should be a lot of fun.
And, again, it's just right around the corner. Wilcox Hildreth, you get to prepare for them tomorrow. You get one day of practice tomorrow. What are some of the things you really feel that you need to work on before you take on Wilcox Hildreth on Saturday?
Well, you know, they're a lot better, I think, than anybody thought that they would be. We're gonna play the same style of game that we've been trying. You know, we're gonna be without Katie, our point guard, on Saturday. She's got to go to a church camp, so we're gonna be out without her. So that's gonna make things maybe a little bit more interesting. But I think we got some kids that are willing to step up and take care of that gap. So,
well, I think generally your team handled the ball pretty well. Probably Keanu's probably going to have to play a little bit more point guard.
Yeah, and I think Jess Gackout is probably going to have to play there too. And I think they're, you know, I've talked to both of them, and they're both ready to, you know, give that a whirl. So,
well, pretty good defensive team tonight, and you guys handled the ball pretty well.
Yeah. I told the girls, I can't remember what game it was, a couple games ago, you know, we won by a bunch, but Eustace Farnham was who we were playing, and I said, you know, it was a good effort, but I'm just not satisfied. You know, I said, I'm happy, not satisfied. One of the girls asked me, well, what do you need, a Snickers or what, you know? And so tonight I told them, hey, okay, tonight I'm satisfied. You know, you guys did a good job. It was good team ball. I mean, how many times did we make that extra pass to give somebody else a little bit better look? And that's the kind of basketball I'm wanting them to continue to keep playing and get them a little bit further, you know, into the tournaments and that kind of stuff. So
please tell me the Snickers line made you at least smile.
Oh yeah,
that's good.
Oh yeah, they even brought me a Snickers then the next game. So yeah,
that comment now has everything now that it's covered in chocolate.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Nikki. Nice win tonight.
Yep, thank you.
That's Nikki Eckhout, the head girls basketball coach at Amherst. Now 11-3 on the season. They won 52-30 over Gibbon. The Gibbon boys are leading here at halftime over the Broncos by a score of 41-19. 19 at intermission. We'll take a quick break. We'll continue with more of the Ravenna Sanitation
Fans with their
halftime
team hot
report.
And ready, just like Little Caesars Pizza. Little Caesars uses quality ingredients to make a delicious, hot, and ready pizza that's ready when you are. Before the game, after the game, during the game, pepperoni, beef, and cheese pizzas handmade and piping hot. From 11 until 1 and 4 to 8, Little Caesars has large Ultimate Supreme and 3 Meat Treat hot and ready pizzas for just a few bucks more. Little Caesars is probably in your school's concession stand, and your pizza is hot and ready right now at Little Caesars, West 39th Street, Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
NewTek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put NewTek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit NewTek at yieldleader.com.
NewTek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Mobile Bank All is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile Bank All from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile Bank All allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile Bank All is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank, Five Points Bank.
Real quick, here's our halftime scoring for you. Again, at intermission, it's 41-19, Gibbon with the lead over Amherst. For Amherst, 7 points for Great Neck out, 5 for Austin Jen, 4 for Dominic Abbott, and 3 for Trey Tobenheim. For Gibbon, being led by Riley Reinertsen, 19 points here at intermission. Brett Benfeld with 9, 5 for Ryan Moakes, 3 for Garrett Stroh off the bench. Luke Schuster with 1, Dakota Kenton with 2, and Jared Dorzinski also with 2 points. It is Gibbon basketball to start the second half here as they work around the perimeter. They get it in the hands of Schuster. Schuster kicks left side for Benfeld. Benfeld, great penetration, but has a shot blocked out of bounds by Caleb Lockhorn. That's going to be his second block of the game, but it is still going to be given basketball as Milks will inbound on the baseline. And as they look to the inside here, again, 19 points for Riley Reinertsen. Have an update for Seward here in just a moment. Off the inbounds, the three by Reinertsen, no good. Rebound tipped around. Jen picks it up here for Amherst, and he'll get the ball back after they get across the timeline. Right side, quick three-pointer, no good for Eckhout. Tracked down in the corner by Jen, and Jen lost the basketball. He had it knocked out of his hands, off his legs, and then out of bounds. On our sister station on ESPN, Seward right now leading Kearney Catholic in girls basketball, 46-30 as they're starting the fourth quarter. Again, 46-30, 10 three-pointers for Seward. So 30 points from behind the arc for Seward. That's the difference in the ballgame. Schuster will kick right wing here for Milks. Milks will work it back, and now Schuster is going to be kind of patient to give it to Reinertsen. Reinertsen enters it inside for Benfeld, and Benfeld has the ball slapped out of his hands, and he tried to get it back, and it rolled down to the far sideline and out of bounds. And that will be a Gibbon turnover, something that did not happen a whole lot in the first half. I had Gibbon with only 2 turnovers in that first half. And Amherst will direct traffic here a little bit. Bounce pass on the left side here for Dominic Abbott. Abbott will kick it on that left side. And it is kicked by Ryan Milks. So count us in here, and the freshman looking for a backdoor cut, and it's intercepted by Brett Benfeld. And Benfeld will drive all the way in. We got a block and a foul. Benfeld dished at the last moment. Now it'll be Reinertsen that goes to the free throw line. That's probably the last person you'd want to see at the line if you're an Amherst fan. The foul on Dominic Abbott, that is his third, and Reinertsen strokes in the free throw. Reinertsen now with 20 points in the game. And Ty Hadwiger coming in here. And the second free throw by Reinertsen, also good. So now 43-24. Largest lead of the game here for Gibbon in the early stages of the third quarter. Got a little kick over there. As Schuster trying to block the pass, used his feet to do so. Taubenheim with the inbounds. Steps through a double team. Nice center pass inside for Lockhorn. Lockhorn's going to score. First 2 points of the ball game here for Caleb Lockhorn. And the pass on the left wing for Milks. Milks lost it, saved it, though, into the hands of Kenton, and they're going to reset the offense. Milks got it. He'll fire an NBA three. It is short and saved by Kenton. Very athletic. Now the bounce pass inside for Benfeld. He'll kick it right back out for Schuster. And Schuster on the right wing, and they are now double-teaming Riley Reinertsen. They're doing a little diamond and one here. And they'll kick it off here for Benfeld. Benfeld kicks right wing, and he hits a three. Brett Benfeld drains the three, and so you see the strategy here for Clark Ribble. We're going to have somebody else beat us besides Riley Reinertsen here in the second half. The drive by Eckhout, and Eckhout lost the basketball as he comes through there. And Clark Ribble and one of the officials having a little bit of a staring contest here is he thought that Eckhout was fouled before the ball went out of bounds. Top of the circle. With it is Kenton. Kenton's going to fire a three. Back the iron and no good. Tipped out to Schuster. Schuster, a little ball fake. In trouble. And he'll kick the ball back out here for Benfeld. Back to Schuster on the right side. And again, they'll give it off left side for Milks. He'll fire a three. In and out. No good. And the rebound by Lockhorn. They kick it up ahead here for Hadwiger. Ty Hadwiger, nice jump stop. Shoots it off glass. It's good. Ty Hadwiger with his first 2 points of the night. And that'll make it now 46-23. We have 5 minutes to go here, third quarter. And Schuster back around the perimeter, right side Kenton. Off of a screen, there's Benfeld. Benfeld hits the three. His second three-pointer of the night. And again, that triangle and two that they're running works pretty good unless some guys hit some shots. And here we got penetration way up top. We have a foul as Taubenheim was able to split the defense, laid it off the glass and in, but he was fouled way up top by Dakota Kenton. And so that'll be a foul on him. And Eckhout will inbound underneath the basket, and it's inbounded and stolen away. The steal by Benfeld, another Amherst turnover. Up ahead, they get it to Reinertsen. Reinertsen's layup won't fall. Rebound tipped around, and finally Lockhorn comes up with it. And driving through, flipping it off glass and scoring is Trey Taubenheim. So Taubenheim now with five in the game. And that makes it now 49-25. 4:20 to go here, third quarter. Milks kicks right side for Benfeld. Benfeld works back around the perimeter here for Kenton. They kick left side for Milks. Milks from the free throw line finds a cutter. And that's Benfeld, and the shot is blocked and out of bounds. But Paul Reinertsen on his feet applauding because they moved the ball very well there. Got a good look for Benfeld, but he was blocked from behind by Caleb Lockhorn. And so inbounding it is going to be Milks. And Milks gives it to Reinertsen, and Reinertsen will fire a three, and it is short. And the officials look at each other like, was it blocked? And it was not. So that's basically seen as an air ball that goes out of bounds. So Amherst with the basketball here. Trey Taubenheim will kick on the right side here for Eckhout. Eckhout back out top of the circle for Taubenheim. Back to Eckhout. Almost stolen away. Eckhout gets it, and Eckhout runs into Luke Schuster, and Schuster's going to be whistled for his third personal foul. Checking in, Caleb Preble for Amherst, and for Gibbon, it'll be Garrett Stroh and Ryan Newyear. So 3:48 to go, just a little bit less than, a little bit more than halfway through the third quarter. Inbounded here for Austin Jen. Jen kicks in the corner. Here's the jumper by Cale Preble. And the rebound taken out of there by Reinertsen. And Reinertsen still has the dribble. And he still has it. They're not double-teaming him at the moment. As they give it to Stroh. Stroh finds a cutter. That's a nice pass inside for Brett Benfeld. And Benfeld with 8 points in the quarter. 17 in the game. And it's now 51-25. A 26-point lead. Passes up high. Ty Hadwiger comes up with it. Now a nice pass inside for Hadwiger, and Hadwiger kicks it back out, but we got a foul as he was kicking it out. That'll be the fourth foul as a team against Gibbon. And that's going to be on Ryan Newyear. That'll be his second. So Amherst will inbound, and that's Preble. Preble will kick it out. With it is Toppenheim. Toppenheim kicks right side for Brendan Eckhout. Eckhout will elevate. Shot's a little bit strong, and the rebound is on the ground. Nobody can grab it. It is finally grabbed by Hadwiger. Hadwiger gives it to Preble. Preble's jumper is no good. Rebound still being tipped around. Coming up with it is Hadwiger, and Hadwiger goes up with it, but he's fouled. And a nice round of applause here for Amherst. They're applauding the effort. Both teams really scrapping for that loose basketball. And with the energy these two teams are playing, you think we're looking at a 6-point game instead of a 26-point game. 2:55 to go here in the third quarter. And the free throw is up and good for Ty Hadwiger. So Hadwiger with 3 points, all of them coming in this quarter. And by the way, the foul on Reinertsen was his second. So Hadwiger again at the line, and the free throw is back the iron, no good, and then over the back is going to be Cale Preble. For the Buffs, back to battle will be Braden Snell. So Stroh brings in the offensive zone. He'll kick on the right wing here for Snell, and we've got a hold in underneath. Cutting through there was Riley Reinertsen, and Reinertsen was held. And the foul on Cale Preble is his fourth. And now Gibbon's going to inbound. Tossing it in here is going to be Garrett Stroh. And they are going to double team Reinertsen. He still gets the inbounds. He's picked up there by Trey Toppenheim. Reinertsen with the dribble. Dribbles to the right. And he'll kick it all the way across to Braden Snell. Snell will fire a three. No good. Offensive rebound. And the shot's up and good for Garrett Stroh. It went right into Stroh, and there wasn't anybody in front of Stroh as he made the catch, and he just laid it right back off the glass. And that'll make a 27-point lead, and we've got a little push. Whistled on Gibbon. Garrett Stroh running through a screen, and that'll be a foul on him. And that's now five as a team on the Buffaloes. That count. Going to kick it now, right side for Abbott. Abbott, three blocked by Reinertsen and saved back into Reinertsen's hands. No, it was saved on that outside by Newyear. He was trying to get it back to Reinertsen, but just couldn't make the connection. So give Reinertsen a block, but basketball still belongs to Amherst. They inbound it to Toppenheim. Toppenheim thought about the three, but he'll give it off for Eckhout. His three is off the mark. Rebounded by Stroh. Quickly up ahead here for Reinertsen. Reinertsen, a little ball fake, drives the lane. Back the iron, no good, but he'll head to the line. As Riley Reinertsen wasn't going to wait for the defense to double-team him, he just attacked the basket. And now he'll go line and shoot a couple more. He's got 21 in the game. He's been perfect from the free-throw line, 6 for 6 from the line. And the free throw here is up and good. So now he's 7 for 7 from the line, and it's 54-26. This is the largest lead of the game here for the Buffs. And Reinertsen, his free throw is good again. 2:05 to go. Third quarter, that count. We'll kick the ball up ahead here for Jen. Entry pass inside for Hadwiger. Hadwiger gets a bucket and the foul. Nice entry pass in for Hadwiger. Then Hadwiger just went up real strong with it. And the Stroh foul is his second. And we got a timeout here for Gibbon. 1:59 to go, third quarter, 55-28. Gibbon with the lead, Amherst at the line when we come back after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School as the Buffaloes with a 27-point lead at 55 228. And Gibbon just with a quick little timeout here to the line to finish off a three-point play opportunity is Ty Hadwiger. And Hadwiger bends the knees, fires the free throw, and he thought he missed it, but it rolls around and in. Quickly, here comes Gibbon. They kick it up very quickly. They make that long outlet pass, and Snell will help work it back around the perimeter. Milks has it. He'll give it off here on the penetration to Stroh, and Stroh with a little floater. So he's got four in the quarter, seven in the game, as he just found a little open area about 15 feet away from the basket. Hits the shot. Dominic Abbott will get the ball back after a little penetration by his teammate. Now Jen's got it, works it back around to Abbott. Abbott thought about the three. He'll step inside that zone and find a little open area. That's a tough shot, but Dominic Abbott just hit it as it rolls around and in. Nice shooter's touch there. Kick out here to Milks. Milks will fire a three in transition, and he'll score three. His second three of the game. And again, you know, Reinertsen has had a nice game, but his teammates have been pretty hot, too. Dominic Abbott works it back around the perimeter. Right side, Jen. He'll fire a three. It's a little bit short. Rebound taken out of there by Braden Snell. And Braden Snell facing some pressure. He ends up with a double dribble. And Benfeld going to check in, as well as Schuster here for Gibbon. So with the dribble here is going to be Eckhout. Eckhout still has the dribble, and he'll kick it out on the left side as they double-team him. And Abbott, he'll dribble it near midcourt, and then he'll run into the lane, take the shot off glass, and that's a nice little drive there by Dominic Abbott. Took it in the lane and then floated a little bit to his right, banked it off the glass, and that defense was pretty good, but that play was even better by Dominic Abbott. That was a pretty-looking shot there. 60-33. 27-point lead for the Buffaloes. And with the bounce here is going to be Benfeld. Benfeld will get the ball back out for Schuster. Schuster, not closely guarded, gets a little screen, though, takes it to the right side. 13 seconds left. He's going to kick it into the corner and then back around the perimeter as they get it back out for Schuster. Schuster with the dribble. They pick him up, and they'll give it up on the right side. Penetration on the baseline for Milks. Kicks out for Schuster. Schuster has a shot blocked at the buzzer. The block by Austin Jen is second of the game, and we'll head to the fourth quarter. Gibbon leading it 60-33. We're back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with two locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School as the Buffaloes leading 60-33 at the end of three quarters of play. And again, at last report, Seward, after three quarters, was leading Kearney Catholic in Seward by a score of 46-30. 10 three-pointers for Seward in girls basketball. The four-time defending Class B champions against one of the top teams, if not the top team, in Class C1. And we're going to have a reach whistled off the inbounds play here on Garrett Stroh. It is a final as Seward defeats Kearney Catholic, handing the Lady Stars their first loss of the season, 61-41. And how's this for a fun little fact? That is the first loss for any Kearney Catholic varsity team in the regular season this year. Volleyball, basketball, football. The free throw here is up and good for Brendan Eckhout, as that was now seven team fouls whistled on Gibbon, so Eckhout had a one and one. Football team had an undefeated regular season. Volleyball team undefeated all the way through. Both basketball teams undefeated until tonight as well. Here's the dribble by Schuster. Schuster's just going to handle it off here for Benfeld. Benfeld between the circles for Milks. Milks, nice pass. They tried the alley-oop for Benfeld. It was a little bit off the mark. Loose ball picked up, and Dorzynski is able to throw it off the legs of Redneck out and out of bounds. That was just an eyelash away from being a real highlight play here for Gibbon. So tossing in here is going to be Ryan Milks. And Milks lets everybody cycle through, and they'll kick it between the circles here for Schuster. Schuster gives right side for Benfeld. Benfeld back out for Schuster. And Schuster kicks on the right side. There was Milks. And they're going to be patient here. Milks was open enough for the three. But they want to work the offense a little bit here. They give it left side for Benfeld. Benfeld's picked up defensively by Tobenheim, and now he has it between the circles. 5 second counts off as he gives it to Stroh. Stroh finds a little seam in that zone. His shot is no good, and a lot of contact on the rebound, and they're going to call a push on Dominic Abbott. Now, had the player for Gibbon, Garrett Stroh, been able to come through there without being pushed out of bounds or falling out of bounds, I don't think they were going to call a foul. But there was enough contact, and when a guy goes out of bounds with a basketball and it's not really his fault, you got to call the foul. So they call the push on Dominic Abbott, which is going to be his fourth. On the left side, Benfeld. He'll give it between the circles here for Milks. Then back out for Benfeld. Benfeld's pass tipped by Tobenheim, but picking it up is Milks. Now Milks is going to drive, and we got a foul on his penetration. He was going in there for an attempted layup. And Ty Hadwiger is going to be whistled for the foul. So here's Milks, his first trip to the free throw line. He's got 8 points on the night. Already two of his teammates in double figures, and he's trying to make it a third. He hits the free throw here to give him 9 points on the evening. Reinertsen's got 23. Benfeld has 17. So there's 40 of the 61 points for Gibbon. And now Milks will try to make himself in double figures, and does. He's now got 10. So 62-35. Here's Tobenheim. No kick right wing here for Eckhout. Eckhout enters it in. Now nice ball movement around the outside, but Jen doesn't want to try that shot, and he tries to bounce pass it on the inside, but it's off the leg of Luke Schuster and out of bounds. So Eckhout's going to toss in here on his own baseline with 6:43 to go in the ball game. And he'll get it to Tobenheim. Tobenheim's going to fire a three, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. Stroh comes up with it. And Stroh's going to let traffic clear, and he'll kick it out here for Schuster. Schuster gives it off on that left side for Benfeld. Back out for Schuster. Around the perimeter we go. Right wing with it is Stroh. Stroh flies into the lane, shots a little bit off the mark, and rebounded by Eckhout. Eckhout on the run here, and he has it stolen away by Schuster. Schuster lost the ball momentarily. Pretty good hustle there by Eckhout to slow things down. Now Schuster will dribble, trying to flip it out, and is able to get it to Benfeld. Benfeld skips it over to Milks. Milks on the baseline. Next, a bounce pass on the inside. Shot no good for Dorzynski, and that loose ball is picked up. I think a partial block there by Ty Hadwiger will give him credit for the block. It might have been Lockhorn as well. And we've got a pass on that far side. Kind of a fatigue plays as Ryan Milks is whistled for his second personal foul. Reinertsen checks back into the game. So does Dakota Kenton for Gibbon High School. With 5:53 to go here in the fourth quarter. Tobenheim at the line. Free throw rolls around. No good. And coming out of there with a rebound is Benfeld. Benfeld snags the bound, and he'll dribble down that far sideline. Now he'll stop and kick it out between the circles for Schuster. Schuster gives it right side for Milks. Back around we go. Now left wing, Benfeld has it. Benfeld looks inside for Reinertsen, who's being double-teamed, and he'll take it to the free-throw line, makes a bounce pass over for Benfeld. Benfeld kicks it out. Here's the three by Kenton, no good. And coming out there with it is Amherst. On the run is Eckhout. Eckhout will take it all the way down, and he is fouled on his way to the basket. He was going up at the time, so he's going to be shooting too. And it wasn't a dirty foul. Wasn't even really a hard foul, but if you're going to commit a foul, make sure the ball doesn't get above your head. And that's exactly what Ryan Milks did. That's going to be his third personal foul. And that count's going to shoot two, and it's up and good. So now 10 points in the game here for Braden Eckhout. And first points of the fourth quarter here for the Broncos as well. Second free throw was up and good for Echo. So Schuster will bring across the timeline. 5:20 to go, 62-37. Gibbon with the lead and the basketball off of the screen. There's Reinertsen. He'll fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Ty Hadwiger. Hadwiger harassed enough that they can't really run with the basketball out. Eckhout now will penetrate, give it out to Logan Van Dyke. Van Dyke with a bounce pass between the circles here for Cale Preble. And Preble being double-teamed. He'll bounce pass it right side, and it's stolen away. With the steal here, Schuster. Schuster gets it up ahead to Reinertsen. Reinertsen missed the layup. Ball's on the ground. Reinertsen fighting for it, is able to get it to Benfeld, and Benfeld comes out of there with it. We'll give Reinertsen credit for a layup or a rebound there, but doesn't miss too many layups, even though he had to shoot that one over the top of Preble. Quick jumper right side for Milks. No good. Coming out with a rebound here is Eckhout. Eckhout in the offensive zone, and he'll kick now left side for Preble. Preble tries to enter it in to the baseline, and it's going to be knocked out of bounds by Schuster. Dominic Abbott in here for the Broncos. 4:25 to go, fourth quarter, 62-37. Amherst going to fall now to 8-6 on the air. Gibbons going to be 10-2 after this one. Driving the lane, a little floater by Hadwiger, no good. Coming out with a rebound is Benfeld. Benfeld gets it up for Reinertsen, and Reinertsen spins that one in. His first points of the fourth quarter. He's got 25 in the game. And here comes Eckhout. Eckhout kicks now right wing for Abbott. Abbott having a little trouble with it. Schuster's pressuring him. They double-team him, and the ball knocked loose. It was Benfeld that actually knocked the ball loose. Now it's out ahead to Milks. Milks is going to give it to Reinertsen, and Reinertsen's going to lay it up and in. Now 27 for Reinertsen. Again, those are team points. It doesn't matter who was in that position. That was going to be a layup. Again, Akron Steele given passed the ball very well. Driving a left-handed layup by Braden Eckhout. Eckhout, it hangs on the rim. It just won't fall in. It's been one of those nights here for Amherst, and Benfeld brings in the offensive zone. They're going to kick right side for Milks. He's going to shoot a three. It's back the iron and no good. Tipped by Reinertsen into the hands of Benfeld, and Benfeld is going to score. He's got 19. So a 31-point lead here for Gibbon, and this is their largest lead of the night. They kick left side for Logan Van Dyke with 3 minutes to go. They give it for Ty Hadwiger. Hadwiger is going to kick right side for Abbott. Abbott jumper no good. Rebound by Dakota Kenton. And Kenton's going to let traffic clear. Gives it to Reinertsen and gives it up ahead to Milks. Milks going to flip back out here for Schuster. Schuster for three, no good. Rebound taken out there by Dominic Abbott. And Abbott with 2:50 to go is across the timeline. We'll kick now left side for Eckhout, and Eckhout hits the three. His first field goal of the second half. He's got 14 points in the ballgame. And we got a timeout here for Gibbon, mostly so we can make some substitutions. 2:36 to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 68-40. Timeout for the Buffaloes. We'll take it with them. We're back right after this.
Just like a third baseman anticipates a bunt down the line or a shortstop looks to turn the double play, TM Sporting Goods is already anticipating baseball with name brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip-It, Mizuno, Wilson, and more. Of course, other spring and summer sports are in queue as well. When you want to play great, equip yourself with quality goods and the knowledge that Steve and Tino have to offer. On the Bricks, downtown Kearney, TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. And like them on Facebook for insider information.
With a 28-point lead, Gibbon calls a timeout, mostly so they can make some substitutions, get some of those younger kids out there. This timeout is brought to you by Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza. Take time out for a Little Caesars Hot and Ready Pizza, available right now on West 39th Street in Kearney. Also at concession stands here at Gibbon High, as well as Amherst High School. And toss it in here for Gibbon is going to be Braden Snell. Snell's going to get it in for Garrett Stroh. Also out there is Benfeld. They'll hand the basketball off for Snell, who will kick now left side for Jared Dorzynski. Everybody's touched the ball here with the exception of Dorzynski, rather. Dorzynski's got it, and they will try a turnaround jumper. It's no good. Offensive rebound for Benfeld, and Benfeld hits the shot. Long pass up ahead here for Amherst. That's Austin Jen, who's going to kick it out here for Ty Hadwiger. Hadwiger on the baseline runs into Stroh. It goes out of bounds, and they're going to call Stroh for a block, and rightly so. Still trying to figure out whose name I did not mention there for Gibbon on that possession. And I think it was Ryan Newyear. Yes, it was. So that's who's out there right now for Gibbon. At the free throw line is Hadwiger. And his free throw is no good. Tyler Martinson also checked in a moment ago. Coming in right now is Trey Tobenheim. So Martinson and Tobenheim are out there at the free throw line is Hadwiger. And the rebounders are Abbott and Eckhout. Free throw is no good. And I think we have a lane violation here. And we're going to try that one again because Gibbon was in the lane a little bit early. The miss by Hadwiger is a do-over now. 70-40. A 30-point lead here. The second free throw is still no good. And the rebound taken out of there by New Year. And Amherst nearly making the steal, but Hadwiger ran out of room. It goes out of bounds. So Benfeld will inbound the basketball. Stroh's got it across the timeline. And they'll just hand it off here to Dorzynski. Dorzynski kicks, helps kick a left wing for Benfeld. They enter it down low for Dorzynski, and Dorzynski is going to head to the line as he went up strong with the ball, but he was fouled. And we're going to have a couple of free throws coming up here, and then we'll have a couple of substitutions. The foul is on Tyler Martinson, and Martinson, that is going to be his first foul. And the free throw is a little bit short. Checking in for Amherst is going to be Blake Kreitz and Josh Gilbertson. And Victor Rodriguez in for Gibbon. With a minute 46 to go. Free throw by Dorzynski. Back the iron and no good. Rebound by Martinson for Amherst. And Amherst will bring in the offensive zone. They'll give it back out for Martinson, who gives the top of the circle here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger from the elbow. Now is going to hand the ball back out. On the dribble here is Tobenheim. Tobenheim backs up, fires a three, and he hits a three. Trey Tobenheim with the tray, his first three-pointer of the night. And he's got 8 points on the evening. Kick on the right side for Brayden Snell. He's going to fire a three. It's no good. And coming out with a long rebound is Martinson. Martinson doing battle with Snell, kind of coming up with a loose ball. And Martinson tracks it down in the corner, but that'll take away the fast break opportunity. Now Tobenheim on the baseline. He's going to drive and lose the basketball on the way in. So that'll be another Amherst turnover. Corbin Hines going to check in here for Gibbon. And Corbin to toss it in. He'll get it into Garrett Stroh's hands. And Gibbon will be dumping the bench here in just a moment. We're inside of the final minute here as they hand the ball off to Victor Rodriguez. Now right wing here for Dorzynski. Dorzynski looks inside for Rodriguez. Now they'll give it to Rodriguez on the baseline behind the three-point arc. Back around the perimeter we go. Dorzynski's going to fire a three and hit the three. So Jared Dorzynski, they kind of left him alone, and he drains the three-pointer. And now in the offensive zone comes Tobenheim. Tobenheim, top of the key, kicks right side here for Logan Van Dyke. Van Dyke gave it away. Now Van Dyke gets it back, and he'll throw it off on the left side for Gilbertson. Gilbertson's three, no good. Off the hands of Jared Dorzynski and out of bounds. Cody Ronfeld going to check in. So is Jacob Paulson. And number 50, Brian Zimmer. For Gibbon. And they inbound the basketball to Tobenheim. Tobenheim's going to dribble to the baseline. His jumper's good. Tobenheim with 5 points in the quarter. He's got 10 in the game. Now make it now 73-45. 10 seconds left. With the dribble is Hines. Hines on that right side, and they're going to call him for a carry. So Gibbon turns the ball over, and that's only a handful of turnovers they've had all night. And Martinson's going to inbound the basketball here for Tobenheim. 6 seconds left. Kick right wing. There's Gilbertson. Gilbertson gets in the corner for Kreitz. His long jumper no good. Rebound by Rodriguez at the buzzer, and that's going to do it. Your final score, Gibbon with a 73-45 win over the Amherst Broncos. Broncos fall to 8-6. Gibbon is now 10-2 on the season. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have our Misco Sports postgame report. We'll take a look at the numbers for both teams. We'll also talk with both head coaches, Clark Ribble for Amherst and Paul Reinertsen for Gibbon. We'll do that as we continue with the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge is doing their part to stimulate the economy. Every Saturday from now until further notice, Sportsman's is offering their famous prime rib dinner for two. That's two of everything. Two prime ribs, two salad bars, for only $25. Dinner starts at 5, so head to sunny downtown Gibbon. Tempt your taste buds and stimulate your wallet, all at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge. They make it affordable to make the short drive.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School. You're listening to the Nisko Sports Postgame Report. Keeping our schools low. Let me try that again. Brought to you by Nisko Sports Postgame. Keep your game on now at Nisko's. Keeping your local schools geared up for every season. Nisko's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's take a look at the numbers first of all for Amherst. As we mentioned, they fall to 8-6 on the season. They'll be taking on Elwood next Tuesday. And they had a couple players in double figures tonight. Braden Eckow finished with 14 points on the night. Trey Tommenheim with 10. Dominic Abbott with 8. Austin Jen with 5. 6 points for Ty Hadwiger off the bench. And 2 points for Calum Lockhorn as Gibbon wins tonight 73-45. And just a reminder, in case you missed that score, it was 61-41 Seward at home, defeating Kearney Catholic, handing the Lady Stars their first loss of the season in girls basketball. Again, Seward 61, Kearney Catholic 41 in girls basketball, a game that was heard on our sister station on ESPN, the ESPN Superstation in central Nebraska. Once again, Kibben, they pick up the win here today as they were led by Riley Reinertsen. Reinertsen finished with 23 points on the day. Brett Benfeld, also another solid effort. He finished with 21. So 27 for Reinertsen, 21 for Benfeld. You get 10 points from Ryan Milks as well. 11 points off the bench. I'll check that. There's my mistake. I knew I made a mistake somewhere. 7 points off the bench for Garrett Stroh. 1 point from Luke Schuster. 2 from Dakota Kenton and Jared Dorzinski with 5 points here in the ball game as well. Once again, your final, it was Gibbon with a 73-45 win over Amherst, and probably the number that stands out more than anything else is kind of the comparison of turnovers in the game. Unofficially, had 19 turnovers for Amherst compared to only 5 for Gibbon. And Gibbon shot very, very effectively with the basketball. Reinertsen with either a drive or the shots to the outside, and Benfeld again hitting a couple of three-pointers in that third quarter. And again, it was a 22-point game at halftime. You know, the door is still kind of open for Amherst a little bit, but a couple of three-pointers for Benfeld just took the life away from Amherst, any hope they had here in the second half. In the second half, Amherst did a triangle and two as they double-teamed Riley Reinertsen and did a zone with everybody else. And that certainly stopped Reinertsen, but that opened the door for Benfeld and also Ryan Milks. He stroked in a three-pointer in that third quarter as well. And again, Gibbon responded very well once Amherst was trying to take away Riley Reinertsen, and Reinertsen still finished with 8 points in the second half. Got a couple of buckets in transition after the steals, and then also hit 4 free throws in the game in that fourth quarter as Reinertsen goes perfect from the free throw line. He finishes with 27. Benfeld finished with 21, 12 of those coming here in the second half, and also 10 for Ryan Milk. So, three Buffaloes in double figures, two Broncos in double digits. Braden Eckhout, he finished with 14, and Trey Tommenheim finished with 10. So the two freshman starters are the leading scorers here today for the Broncos, 14 for Eckhout and 10 for Tommenheim. Once again, your final, it was 73-45, Gibbon with the win over Amherst. We're going to take a quick break here. And when we continue with more of the Misco Sports Post Game Report, we'll talk with either and or both head coaches, either Gibbons, Paul Reinertsen, or Clark Ribble from Amherst, or hopefully both. We'll do that. In fact, here comes Coach Reinertsen. We'll talk to him right after this timeout.
This is my favorite time of the year. Hi, I'm Doug Keller, Eustace Body Shop. I enjoy the changing seasons, especially the gathering of friends and family for the holidays. It's a great time to count your blessings. Part of the blessings for me are those of you we've met and helped at Eustace Body Shop. Thank you, too, for the encouraging letters and calls we received after helping you through the trauma of an accident. At Eustace Body Shop, Grand Island, Kearney, Lexington, Eustace, and Cozette, we wish you the best holiday season ever.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week, the perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
Welcome back here to Gibbon High School. Once again, your final score 73-45 as the Buffaloes improved to 10-2 on the season. And, you know, a tough loss against Donovan Trumbull just the other night, and avenging that with a great offensive performance tonight were the Gibbon Buffaloes. And to talk to us about it is Paul Reinertsen. And, Coach, after scoring just 32 points the other night, your offense really showed up to play here tonight.
Well, yeah, it was nice. Actually, ran at 52 last game. Okay.
Oh, okay. I'm missing one here.
Anyway, no, I thought tonight. I thought that defensively, actually, we kind of forced some turnovers, and that kind of started our fast break, and we got the ball out in transition and scored in transition, and then it was nice to see we knocked down some 3-pointers. So yeah, I thought tonight offensively we were efficient.
And again, it wasn't just necessarily that primary fast break, but a lot of great opportunities with your secondary break where you kick it out.
Yeah, absolutely. Most teams have a primary break and then a secondary break. We worked pretty hard on it tonight. We seemed to find we got some good, some transition buckets there, but we did find on secondary break had a couple threes out of that, so it was nice to see.
Yeah, and again, Riley, a great start. I mean, he just kind of had that hot hand, and the ball just seemed to keep finding him one way or another. Either he went and got it on a rebound or after a steal, or just kind of run the floor and then transition being in that open area.
Yeah, for us, we try to tell him to be active. He's got long arms, long limbs, jumps pretty well. So if he's active, there's a pretty good chance he's going to be around the ball. And tonight, I thought he got off to a good start and kind of got hit a couple shots early for us, kind of get us going. He's kind of a tough matchup because he can kind of play inside and outside. And tonight, he did a good job for us, so happy with that.
Yeah, and then they really concentrated. They played kind of a triangle, and too. I mean, everywhere he went, he had a couple of guys from Amherst double-teaming him in the second half. And from that point on, you know, Brett Benfield and Milks, they both kind of stepped up their offensive game as well when that happened.
Yeah, it was a little bit unusual on the defense they played. Two guys kind of chasing him a little bit, but we've got good shooters, and Ryan Milks can really stroke the ball, and Brett Benfield, and both those guys tonight knocked down some shots, and it was good to see.
And you even had a couple of guys that didn't necessarily hit some shots, but weren't afraid to shoot, you know, and that really kind of opened some other things up, even though they didn't hit those shots.
Yeah, absolutely. We encourage everybody to shoot. If you're open, shoot the ball. You're going to hurt us if you don't take open shots. And so we want all of our guys to shoot. If you're open, shoot the ball. And, our post guys, I thought they did a nice job. I don't think they scored big tonight, but those guys are pretty efficient. I got Dakota Kent shooting about 63% on the year. Ryan Newyear's about 55%. Jared Dorzinski's about 53%. So those guys have been finishing really well inside for us. So I like our attack. We're pretty balanced inside now.
And again, we've been talking about your offense, but there wasn't a quarter that Amherst had where they scored more than 15 points. Defensively, you guys forced a number of turnovers, and a lot of those turnovers did turn into offense, but it really kept Amherst from getting things going offensively.
Yeah, watched Amherst play a few times. They've got some young players that are playing, kind of learning what varsity's about, but they got some nice shooters and some nice athletes, and we knew we had to get a hand out in their face and deny them from that, try to chase them off the three-point line. And I think for the most part, we did that. I think we maybe rattled them just a little bit early and got them to turn the ball over, and then that kind of started our fast break. So we kind of got the momentum going and kind of kept it going for us. So, I think defense probably was the key there.
talking with Paul Reinertsen, the head boys basketball coach here at Gibbon. You get to kind of finish your home stand tomorrow night against against Centura. Talk a little bit about what you're going to face with them tomorrow.
Well, I think we're going to see a little bit different attack. Centura's pretty big. They go 6'7", 6'2", 6'2", and I think they're going to probably try to get the ball inside maybe a little more than what we saw tonight. So it'll be a little bit different attack. They got a couple decent shooters, but going to be a bigger team. I don't know if they'll maybe try to get out and run quite as much as what Amherst did tonight, but it's a conference game, and both teams are going to know each other pretty well, so I expect a battle tomorrow.
And then next week, a pretty good series of road trips at Kearney Catholic, at Wood River, at Fillmore Central, and probably the one that's going to draw the most attention will be your trip to Kearney Catholic and take on a team that's undefeated.
Yeah, who made our schedule up? We got three road games next week. Who did that to us? Okay, the Kearney Catholic game, yeah, it's going to be a big game. We got to get by tomorrow night first, but yeah, that's kind of on the horizon there. Coach Lee has done a great job. Those guys are really playing some good basketball. I'm this is their year probably, and they've got guys that have started for two or three years. Got a lot of guys that can play, so they look scary to me.
And it's going to be a long week anyway. You slice it because the week after that, then you got the conference tournament where you're hoping to have three games at least in that as well. So this is really crunch time in the season.
Well, it is. Yeah, right now you kind of want to start getting things in order so you're playing good basketball as you head to district play. So the next 2 weeks for us will be important, and it is for a lot of teams. But we have a lot of basketball, potentially play six or seven games over about a 12 to 14 day span, so which is what happened to us last year. And we use those seven games there to really kind of get some momentum going. So I'm hoping for the same thing this year.
Well, Paul, you're a good start to it tonight anyway. Congratulations. Well, nice win.
Thanks, Randy.
All right, that's Paul Reinertsen, the head boys basketball coach here at Gibbon, as the Buffaloes win 73-45 over the Amherst Broncos. We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk with Coach Ribble as we continue with the Misco Sports Post Game Report right after this timeout.
Newtek is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put Newtek's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit Newtek at yieldleader.com.
Newtek Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back here to Gibbon High School, 73-45. The Gibbon Buffaloes in boys basketball over the Amherst Broncos. And kind enough to talk to us about the game is Amherst head basketball coach Clark Ribble. And coach, to a certain extent, just kind of ran into a buzzsaw here a little bit. Riley Reinertsen, when he's on, is one of the toughest guys to slow down in the state. And in that first half tonight, he certainly was on.
He was on. Yeah, that's the truth, man. He was. He does a great job with ball pressure and creating turnovers. That's the main thing. And when he gets in the open floor, it's off to the races for him. So he did a great job tonight.
And again, it didn't seem like there was really a ton of turnovers for you guys, but it always seemed to be, it wasn't a travel, it wasn't a walk, it was a pass that turned into a layup on the other end.
Yeah, and that's kind of a passive turnover. If we're attacking, that's one thing where they have to take it out of bounds. But a lot of times it was a lob, skip pass over the top that they tipped, and got layups on them, and we have to limit those.
And it just kind of got behind the eight ball fairly early on, and just really couldn't respond to that. Now in the second half, it was a lot more even. You guys changed things up defensively, including really kind of bracketing Reinertsen in that second half.
Yeah, I don't ever like to change stuff up, but in a situation where a kid has 19 or 20 or 25 points in the first half, you got to do something different. So we just put two guys on him and tried to see how we could do it. And I felt like we did a better job. He got less touches, but their other kids stepped up and made shots. And, we'll live with that. That's okay with us.
Yeah, and again, we talk about a young team. You play a pretty darn good team, kind of a borderline top 10 team in Class C1, which is a couple of classes larger than you, and your two leading scorers tonight were a couple of freshmen.
Yeah, they really stepped up. They did well. Some of our normal scorers didn't put the ball in as much, but the freshmen, they looked a little scared in the beginning, but after they got over that, they started attacking the hoop and getting layups, and I think Braden Eckout was 6 for 6 free throws, which is nice to see. He's finally getting to the line a little bit, so yeah, it was good.
And for you guys, you take on Elwood on Tuesday. You got a little time between now and then to kind of work on a few things. What are some things that you think you'll probably be working on in the next couple of practices?
Well, the main thing we're going to do is try and get healthy. we're dealing with some illness on our team, and so we're going to work on that. And I guess a couple other things are defensive pressure and defensive rebounding and trying to limit teams to one shot. I feel like that wasn't a very good aspect of our game tonight, and we need to get better at that.
Well, you got a few games next week, and then the conference tournament just kind of right around the corner. And, you know, like you say, this is a great opportunity for your team to kind of learn and to grow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, I thought this was a terrific opportunity for our team to go against, like you said, a state-rated or nearly state-rated C1 team and, you know, see how we respond to a pressuring defense that likes to trap and you know, we're just going to get better from games like this.
And, you know, you got Elwood on Tuesday, and then as I grab your schedule here, then after the trip Tuesday with Elwood, then you go to Sumner Interville-Miller, and then, you know, by the end of the weekend, you may or may not have to play that. I don't think you probably have to play that very first-round game, but then here comes the conference tournament.
That's right. Let's get buckled up. It's time to go. You know, we're almost nearing the – end of the second third of the season, which ends at the conference tournament. And so, you know, we got to start getting some things rolling here with our team.
Well, 8-6 and a young team continuing to learn and grow. And you played a pretty tough schedule here. I mean, you know, a couple of C1 teams, you know, pretty highly rated in the state. Those are a couple of your losses. And the other ones have been, you know, fairly close. You've been in a lot of those other games.
That's right. You know, and we're learning from that. We're trying to put together a game for 32 minutes, and I think the competition that we play is great. You know, a state-rated Kennesaw team, a great Overton team, you know, Kearney Catholic, Myrna's improved, and, you know, all the team. Ogallala is a decent C1 team that, you know, we got by. And so I think all this is just building to something very special toward the end of the year.
Well, we certainly wish you the best of luck, Clark, and we'll see you at the conference tournament.
Yep, thanks.
All right, thanks. That's Clark Ribble, the head boys basketball coach here at Amherst. Once again, your final in boys basketball. It was Gibbon with a 73-45 win over the Broncos. The Broncos win the girls game earlier tonight by a final of 52-30. I'm Randy Bushgar. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Certainly want to say thanks to all of our sponsors helping us bring you coverage of high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, and all the coaches for both teams that we ran into here for Gibbon and Amherst, as they always great hospitality by the administration and the folks here at Gibbon High. Always a joy to come to Gibbon and do some basketball games. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll have more high school basketball. Again, a single girls game for you tomorrow, as Kearney Catholic, who had their first loss of the season tonight, losing in Seward. And that game was on ESPN, a final of 61-41 as they lost at Seward. Next, they'll take on one of the top teams in Class C1.